Good evening. It is 7 o'clock.
It is Tuesday night. It is one of my favorite times of the week. That's the time that I get to get on this radio station. The host of Joshing Around, Joshua. It is I, once again. Glad to see you all here. All of you that are listening out there in wonderful radio land, whether it's in the car or at home, chilling by an old-fashioned radio. Maybe some of those still exist, but more than likely you're on Facebook Live or the TuneIn Radio app where you can search WRJMLP Coleman Live 95.5 as Nikki's over there. I haven't even introduced you yet, and now I've got to talk about you. Nikki's with us once again this week. You're becoming a more permanent
fixture.
Fixture is exactly the word that I would say. And of course, the main man on the booth back there, Jay Fuller. Glad to have him assisting us wherever need. Yeah.
I honestly thought that this was going to be Melissa's show because, you know, you hear Panic at the Disco. It's not me.
Yeah. I like that.
I'm like, you know, all right, time to play the intro music. And, like, it jumped down to, like, 4 hours later. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I had that song. Then that's why we had the 10 seconds of dead air. So.
Well, I was kind of confused because you yelled in here, y'all ready to go now? I'm like, yeah. So I thought we were just going to jump in when that song ended. So I started my spill and no one was listening, but that's okay.
You know, which is usual.
Yes, that is me every day. Like, I've started my talking and no one was there.
I'm sorry, not to insult you or anything, but have we ever started your show that way?
No, we have never done that. You know, I'm all about unusual things, so. Oh, gosh, man, I've...
All right, let's try it now, okay.
Are you ready? Okay. Go!
Yeah. Hey, it's everybody's favorite time of the week, the time where I get to do the radio voice all night long. It's live, 95.5. Turn it to... Well, you cringe on that
yeah.
one. Man, I wasn't even done. I was going to do the old turn the knob to it and snap it off kind of thing, but another time.
I liked it. It was cool.
Thanks. I'm certainly...
Literally cool, like 29 degrees cool.
29 degrees. Yeah, really cold in Coleman today. It's... I know I felt the need to do, like an old school traffic weather update.
I need to borrow the hair dryer. I'm going to go borrow the transmitter for a second.
Yeah, man, point that thing down this way and warm us all up. He's making the inside joke about our legal ID liner. Have you heard that one?
No.
We have a radio station that broadcasts with the power of a hair dryer.
Sorry.
You hear all these things in the back of your mind. You don't really pay attention. You know,
It's subliminal messaging, and anyone who's listening who's ever thought about advertising on our radio station, let me explain how this works.
Oh, gosh, so you don't even know.
We go out, and we set up for a remote, and people come by, and the only two things that they say are, we love your music, and, oh, y'all are the hair dryer guys.
Okay. Yep.
Yep, we are the hair dryer guys. Matter of fact, we've had people reach out to us, and the opening line of their email, because they want to advertise with us, the opening line of their email is literally, I drive all the way out to, you know, insert name of city just barely outside of our broadcast ranges. It really does fade out. You really are powered by a hairdryer. Yeah, we kind of are. But, you know, at least it's a positive thing. He got a laugh out of it, so it's worth that. But it's...
And if anybody ever wondered, I mean, that was not our choice. I mean,
No.
The only reason that we're even on the air is because... And it's a big old long story. Go to our website and read about it if you want to.
Yeah. But very informative.
Congress was kind of lobbied by people that were hobbyists that said, hey, radio is not what it used to be. I mean, used to you could tune in and hear stuff about your community and stuff. You know, now it's all cookie-cutter radio. You hear the same station in Nashville that you hear in Birmingham that you hear in Little Rock, and it sucks. So Congress created a new class or sort of incited the FCC to create a new class of radio station. It basically is a community radio station, and here you are. So this radio station serves the community of license of Coleman, which means you hear it in Coleman.
Yep.
You don't necessarily hear it in Garden City. You don't necessarily hear it in Aniana. You hear it in Coleman. So there you
Absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's what we're about, is serving the community.
We actually have somebody listening from Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. Who's from Houston,
Stevens.
Texas? Oh, yeah. He's all the time traveling.
That's cool.
Yeah, so you know, any way you can find us, more power to it.
And I'm happy for that because, you know, if I had to have a radio station that you could hear, like, in a third of the state, I wouldn't have a radio. I'd be like, no one's going to finance that. Are you crazy?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I don't have that kind of money.
So, got a little bit on the table. We'll either talk about all of it or talk about none of it at all.
Not at all.
The latter, probably
There was no show prep tonight.
There's never show prep because you can prep everything you want and then it doesn't show up at all. But I've got a couple of things before we went on air. We were talking a little bit about healthcare, and that's made its way in the news again. But I did find on Reddit this woman that tweeted, "If I have a medical emergency, do not call me an ambulance. You better Uber my rear end to the hospital because we not about to pay $5,000 for a ride in the Wii U wagon, right?
Not at all.
Yeah, exactly.
I have actually read that that's going on. People are not calling ambulances anymore. Uber they're calling there. Ubers.
That's right. Hey,
is that for real?
I don't know if that'll work in Coleman.
People are calling Ubers to go to the ambulance.
I'm sure. You just pay for a ride. Like if you
it's
can't
a lot
drive.
Cheaper than getting a bill from the ambulance.
If you're not gushing blood everywhere, then you know. Yeah. If you
could you imagine that Uber driver? No.
Well, I mean, most people are adults, right? So, like, if your kid's hysterical, yeah, you're not gonna call an Uber. But you know, if you've broken your arm or your collarbone, and it's one of these where if I sit real still, I'll be okay, and I'm not gonna be screaming the whole ride. Yeah, sure.
Now,
$20 ride.
And Coleman, as soon as you call an Uber, as soon as you stopped laughing at your cell phone for going, what?
Yeah.
The Uber driver would tell you, have you been down 157 lately? I mean, you're going to die.
Yeah, right? Oh, gosh. And Birmingham was no better today. I had to visit down there today. And there was a little bit of ice on the road this morning. So that means that time for me to go down there, there's 4 accidents on every major interstate.
Yeah, there was like 2 18-wheelers that wrecked.
Shout out to Google for buying Waze app and running all of their information into Google Maps because I took like 4 detours today.
That's really convenient.
Yep, and I got there in 45 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. My wife took her normal route to work, and it took her over an hour to get there. Almost an hour and a half, I think, so.
So
those of you who have real jobs with real employees and real bosses, how does that work when you're like trapped at home and you can't make it up the hill? And that, I mean, do they give you a little leeway on that? Or
I've been in that situation before, actually. My growing up, my parents' home, the end of the road, we lived on a dead end street. Excuse me. Lived on a dead end, and so the only way out of the road.
Not to be confused with the ambulance conversation.
Yeah, right. Dead end. And where it ran into a county road was a very steep incline. So there was a big snow that comes. I think it was 2012 or 2013. Big snow showed up and it covered that whole incline in ice. Like you just couldn't get up and out. So you either went through people's yards if you had 4-wheel drive, or you just didn't get out. Well, none of us had 4-wheel drives, so we just didn't get out. But I, you know, fortunately at the time I was working for a subsidy of Wallace State Community College, and I called her up and I said, "Listen, I can't go anywhere at all. So like I can call in, like I can call and tutor people, or." I can just not come in today. And she said, I don't think the school's even going to open, so no big deal. But I think...
Didn't you have to park your car sometime right after I first met you?
That was 2014. We had another big snow, right? And so I could come in. I was able to get down the road all right. Okay. Getting back up the road was not good. So we lived, once again, on another steep incline. I need to stop living in mountainous regions. But people had trying to get up the hill, slid back down the hill, smacked into other people. There's like debris everywhere. So I just park at the bottom of a subdivision, and I walked in the ditch up the hill.
Uphill both ways?
Uphill both ways.
Got a laugh from Jay in the back.
Yeah, right. That counts for something. But, you know, just walked because how else was I going to do it? Yeah, Christina thought it was hilarious to see me walking down the street, you know, in my coat and whatever.
In your dress clothes.
But, yeah, I remember doing that. I don't remember it being, even that day, being as cold as it is today.
No, it's freezing today.
Yes, it's far worse the past couple of days than it was, you know, that time, which maybe we just had more stuff on the ground that night or something. Anyways, it wasn't that
bad. I think
bad.
We must be robbed by aliens or something, and they have adjusted the trajectory of our travels around the sun. I mean, there is no spring anymore. There's no fall anymore.
No.
Winter started in, like, it went straight from what? Hot in October.
Real freaking hot.
Third week of the of October cold. To winter began the fourth week. I don't know. I was actually on a cruise ship in October, but, you know.
Yeah, rub it in. You know, and everybody claims global warming, but how about the fact that we've been, like, blowing rockets off of this planet nonstop since the 60s, early 70s? So maybe we've pushed ourselves, our own selves out of orbit. No, I'm just throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks. That's kind of my job as a radio on
I believe
personality.
The most educated man that I have ever met in the weather industry, James Spann, that it's climate change. It's not global warming.
Climate change. Got it.
And thanks, Al Gore, for...
oh, my gosh.
Well, she said it all. That was all that needed to be known.
Inventing the internet? Is that what you were going to thank him for? Yeah, okay.
If I remember, all right, so I mentioned earlier, you know, that I was watching those, like, 2000s documentaries or whatever. So they were talking about when music became... I hate to even bring this up. When music might have some unsavory lyrics in them. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the whole little parental advisory label that used to appear on these things known as CDs that I don't even know if you can buy those anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, that was a congressional thing. And when I saw the video in the 2000s thing, it was Tipper Gore that was behind that.
Oh, was that his wife?
That was, I guess. I don't know. Is she dead yet?
He's not. I don't think.
Most politicians, you know, wives mysteriously die. Sorry, I'm thinking of Kennedys. Never mind. But.
The Kennedy. You know, two,
moving right along.
Two family groups that are easily confused. No, I'm kidding. Well, I mean, while we're up there at politics, let's talk about that for a little bit. So, the White House.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, right. Well, this is politics slash
education.
Conspiracy theory.
Oh,
right.
Oh, Lord.
So, the White House is now using facial recognition. For some of the, like, White House perimeter cameras. So does this mean, and they claim that it's to recognize the faces of Secret Service volunteers that are working outside of the whatever. Yeah, don't get me started on volunteers. Who is volunteering to be in the Secret Service? But that's fascinating to me because it's kind of like they're saying.
I'm sure it's people who support Donald Trump, Josh.
Clearly. But. I don't know. Like, I get the heebie-jeebies over that. Because, let's be honest, if they're telling us...
It's got to be because we're in full employment. They can't hire Secret Service people, so they have to take volunteers.
But the camera thing, like, you've got to know they're not using it for that. You've got to know that they are using it for far more than that, right? Or am I just conspiracy theory?
Reaching?
Yeah, reaching down the hall.
No, I watch Person of Interest. I'm there with you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, if that can be imagined, let's pretend that show was not influenced or inspired by anything else in the world. If that can be imagined, then someone else has got to go. You know what? Person of Interest has got a pretty good idea. Let's try to implement some of that. You know, and here we are. You know, they're able to. You know, and selfies are so popular. This is almost exactly the conversation we had off air. But I'm just trying to reiterate it. You know, selfies just pop up out of nowhere. It becomes this new fad. Everybody's got to take a picture really close to your face, really good lighting, making sure you can see 100% of your face. Like, it could be government sponsored. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so they fill a database, and now they can track you no matter what. Right, and
well, so if I go missing, they'll be able to find me.
Yep, and because of the STAR license requirements that the DOT required to travel there for a couple of years, you know, they now know for sure where you call home, and all this other stuff. So, I'm part of the team part of the camp that doesn't have a problem with a lot of this, as long as you make it convenient for me. Like, I don't mind you knowing
everything. What can you do for me?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't mind you knowing everything about me as long as it's useful for me, right? So let's pretend for a minute it worked like the UK did, right? So the UK did this kind of thing where you've got to jump through all sorts of hoops and give them everything except a blood sample, you know, into the system. But when you get pulled over in the UK, they don't ask for license, registration, nothing. Like, they just walk up. They don't even write you a ticket. This is amazing, right? They don't even write
You're
you a...
You're just crazy.
Yeah, I am kind of crazy. But that's the fun of it. They don't even write you a ticket. You can look this up, I promise. They don't even write you a ticket. They just come to your window and be like, you were speeding back there. You know that? Well, no or yes. Or you talk about it for a while, and it's like, okay, you'll get a ticket in the mail. And that's it. You don't have to keep up with nothing. You don't have to listen to when your court date was by the officer. That kind of junk. They just send it to you.
I don't know how well that works, and here's why. Because I got a ticket in the mail from a parking violation in New Orleans in mm-hmm. like 2004 or something. Mm-hmm. I never paid it.
Okay, so there's a fine print there. Something
I'm pretty sure that no one's asked me for it since, but you know.
So sometimes, and this is the case a lot of the time, because I did some research in this, Centerpoint, which is where I grew up when I was a very small child. My grandparents still lived over there for a long time, and we'd go down there and visit. Excuse me. And they had like these traffic cameras set up here and there, and my aunt, uncle, cousin still lived over there too. So we would visit, and so I did some research on that. That is not at the time I was doing my research. That company that did the traffic cams was not tied to the Jefferson County Courthouse whatsoever. Like, they wouldn't tell you not to pay it, but they weren't demanding, like, you wouldn't pay it to them, and they weren't demanding that you pay it right away, kind of thing. It was just a third party, just all together. So, if, you know, in Jay's example, they gave you a parking ticket. But they haven't hunted you down or, you know, sent you a letter every 90 days since then, they probably have no jurisdiction to ask that money. You know, it's kind of like you're, you know, if you're parked outside the lines out here, I can leave you a note on the window that looks pretty official that says you need to, you know, Venmo this money to this account to pay for your fine. Like, you could do it or you could not do it. I don't have any room to talk. Right,
because I got a bill from a vacation from a toll road.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pay by tag.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember how it happened because I thought we were going to pay a toll booth.
Yes.
And then we never saw one or something.
No, they
and
just
then
sent
like
it
a
to
month
you.
Later.
Yeah, it's like $4 or $5, something yeah. like that. Yeah, I have mixed emotions on whether or not to pay those.
Yeah, I don't think that the collections on that is going to be near as good as stop at the booth and give them the money, you know?
Yeah. No, and usually I'm okay with that. We did that one vacation we accidentally, because normally I just avoid them, right? But we were following someone else and they took toll roads, right? And so then we go through and we have to take, why are you laughing so hard already? So we have to go through the toll booth and one of them we went through two. One of them we had to pay there. And so like it's 2018. It's 2017. It's 2017. I don't have any cash with me. I never carry any cash with me. I have $3. Guess how much the toll is? $4.
Oh, I was going to say
right?
$3.50.
And she, I think I had a 20 and she couldn't make change.
No.
Right? No. So she hands me a piece of paper and says, here, you'll have to fill this out.
Here's an IOU.
Yeah. You'll fill this out and they'll mail it to you. And it was like a bunch of random stuff. I think she wanted my social security number.
No.
And she was not nice about it.
There's no way.
Fortunately, there was a lady behind me, saw me struggling, and she comes up.
With a dollar?
With like.
She's tired of it. She's ready to go.
Yeah. It was like pretty much it was hers and mine together. And I'm like, wow. I wish I could give you money, but I don't have it. That's the whole
20.
Problem. Well, it was Christina's 20. She didn't want to part with it. But the second one I was totally fine with. It was one of these by plate. We get it in the mail. It's $4 through Florida's system. We get online. We pay it, you know, with the card that's been saved to my LastPass. And, I mean, it's gone like that. Right. So I'm okay with that. And it helps with the roads that I frequent once or twice a year. No big deal.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think if I parked on a regular basis in New Orleans, I probably would have paid it because I don't want my tire, like, you know, locked.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm there like once a decade.
Well,
so
there's another excellent question. Like, if they're not chasing you down for that, you know, you're not wanted in the state of Louisiana for unpaid parking tickets. I'm sure they would have called you up for that. Can they even really put a boot on your car legally?
I don't know.
You know, I don't think that's legit at all.
I do have one other confession to make before we go to break.
I've got another confession. Okay, continue.
Yes, that should be our going to break
song. That's another good one. He can't talk and search for songs at the same time.
I'm trying to remember who sang that.
Foo Fighters.
I should know everything.
Jay is very talented, but I don't think he's that talented.
This is where my husband signs off. He doesn't like Foo Fighters.
I got a jury duty notice in the mail. Yeah.
This may or may not be true, so legal things cannot
Five
come
years
back
ago,
to Jay.
Probably.
Okay. Statute of limitations run out. Got it.
And I didn't even know because like I was so frustrated with the mail and all the junk mail, I checked it like once a month.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, look, that was 2 weeks ago.
But they didn't hunt you down
for it?
What
you got to do?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I don't think I called him or anything. I just, you know, I was like, whatever.
That's weird.
I'm terrified to not go.
I've got an employee who's up there right now this whole week. Doing the, and you know, I went like in 2003, last time my number came up.
I've been called like 3 times.
I've never been called.
And I've never been picked. I want to be picked so bad. Let me sit on that jury.
My wife got called and she didn't want to go. Despite the fact that we watch criminal shows all the time. She didn't want to hang around. She's like, I don't want to do this.
Juror.
No. So we were living in Blount County, but we hadn't been there a year, and that was a stipulation. She's like, nope, hadn't been here a year. And she was out. I'm thinking, what?
I would totally go.
I would totally go, too.
Yeah. I'm so nosy.
Yeah. But yeah, let's be honest. It's kind of like being in school all over again. You can't miss a day. Like, you're supposed to be allowed to miss a day. But let's be honest. They're going to make you catch up on all that work anyway. So there's no real point. And as judgmental as I can be, you might as well just tell me what you got. Like, let both sides brief me, and then I'll give you my verdict.
Yeah,
right?
just tell me.
Instantly. I can figure it out. Like, let me talk to the defendant and what's the opposite one? The prosecutor? Prosecutor? No.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Plaintiff.
Plaintiff. Mm. Yeah. Let me talk to both of them for, like, 30 seconds, and I'll tell you exactly what's wrong. Yeah.
I'll know exactly right? what happened.
Like, okay, he was, you know. The officers claim he had crack cocaine in the car. If he's twitching out, yep, he's guilty. There you go. Question answer. That's how it is. All right, so we need to take a break.
Yeah, the whole reasonable doubt thing is, well, this is not a law show. We didn't have a law show.
We didn't have a law show.
So we might talk a little law after. I don't know.
Maybe so. Hey, when we come back from the break, we've got a bunch of stuff for you. Nikki's got that Amazon door. She's finally got it installed.
Yes.
Trump makes the news again. No one's surprised. And the French aren't happy with their government? Who would have seen that coming? We'll be back. Harvest Music Academy offers a rich musical learning environment for those families seeking to get a jump start on musical learning. Offering preschool and elementary musical classes, Seed Harvest offers strings, keyboard, percussion, and most musical instruments. Your child can choose between several musical ensembles or private lessons. Take your choice from the senior and junior guitar ensembles, the Coleman Homeschool Orchestra or Jazz Band, or the Coleman Youth Strings, just to name a few. Plus, sibling and ensemble discounts are available, and the folks at Seed Harvest will work with you to find a tuition rate that will work for your family. Now enrolling for Christmas singers, ages 6 to 12. More information is available online at seedharvestmusicacademy.org. Micah and Brittany Simpson play in our local community symphonic band and are willing and ready to work with your child today. Are you a talented artist, baker, or candlestick maker? Then you'll want to be set up at Maker's Market happening December 15th from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock, right in the middle of downtown Coleman at the Fest Hall Market Platz. Located in the heart of Coleman's beautiful historic warehouse district, vendor applications are being accepted now. More information on the festival itself or how to become a vendor, you can visit the Maker's Market page on Facebook, or you can send an email to makersmarketcoleman@gmail.com. It's the 2018 Makers Market coming to downtown Coleman, December 15th from 9 until 4 at the Fest Hall Market Platz.
Live 95, Coleman's independent radio, is proud to present yet another local community program for Coleman. Join us immediately following Sports Talk Live on Thursdays for a brand new show that will help our listeners focus on lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Join host Sandy Seibert each and every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. for Path Changers, Habits of Health, immediately following Sports Talk Live, right here on the station that is all about Coleman, by Coleman, for Coleman. Live 95.5 FM, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Welcome back, Joshua Round, your host, Joshua, here with Nikki and running the booth in the back, Jay Fuller.
What's up?
So, we left off talking about a host of things as part of the course for this for this show. Let's talk about Trump for a second and see what kind of angry people we get to call in. I forgot that we have a telephone number. People can talk to us, Nikki.
Oh, you haven't mentioned it at all.
At all tonight, and I get in trouble for that a lot of times. It's 256-737-9505. See, okay, you mouthed the words long. So let me tell you how strong radio is, right? So before long, you start to, I bumped the mic, Jay, I apologize. Listening to the radio, especially if you listen to it for a long time, you should be listening to this station for a very long time. Every day, you start to like hear these words in the back of your head. Like I can almost quote word for word Jay's Dr. Fuller commercial. And even though I did the Seed Harvest Music Academy commercial, yeah, like I almost committed it to memory too, which I didn't to begin with, by the way. But I've almost committed it to memory from hearing it so often, that kind of thing. So, I mean, this kind of stuff ingrains in your mind. So that should go to prove that even when I'm repeating this telephone number and you can repeat it with me, you've heard it enough times.
In the exact same tone.
Yes, it's just right back in the backside of your brain. Anyhow, call that number. Talk to us about what we're talking about or give us something new to talk about. We're always open to talk about anything, really. Nothing's off the table.
Nope. Or you can throw your uncensored thoughts right out there on Facebook.
Ooh, yeah. We won't.
And then Nikki will repeat them, censored.
Yes.
I'll try my best.
Nikki is going to be our queen of the Facebook comments. So Trump's back in the news, and that surprises absolutely no one. But this time, there was a little bit of humor to this, as there always seems to be. But so the headline that I come across says, Trump, quote, "I'm proud to shut down the government," end quote. Over border wall is tacked in on the end down there. So I have to give this a little bit of credit and actually read some of it because I'm sure there's more to the story. There is. So our El Presidente is in a fight with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
Another big surprise.
Yeah, right. Opposite side of him. And I feel like these are the kids on the playground that are always getting into fights. Mm-hmm. And you just can't ever separate them because they're like magnets. They wind up back across from each other. But I'm thinking, okay, so they're just trying to shut down the whole border wall thing. Doesn't want him to spend any money. Doesn't want him to do the stuff with immigration. That would make sense to me because that's just how politics work. And you know, people differ. No, it's actually that Chuck and Nancy don't want to give him the money. Like, okay, that makes sense. Trump wants $5 billion to build this wall. That's a ton of money. I can get that, right? They're willing to give him $1.3 billion, just not five. I'm like, why on earth does that matter? Like, if we're going to talk billions, You know, that's 1,000 millions for anyone counting at home. More money than we'll ever see in our lifetime. Like, you're gonna get, if you're gonna crush the national debt that much to do stuff,
might as well go just a little bit more.
Yeah. What's 3.
Oh, don't try to do the math right now.
Yeah, $3.7 billion. Like, if you're already giving out 1.3, what's the difference? But it was hilarious.
No, because I just want to fight to fight.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, no, we won't give you, you know, we'll only give you 1.3. That's our final offer. So, and so now, of course, Congress, the only thing Congress knows how to do is to, well, you know, if we can't agree, then we just won't come in next week.
Shut down.
Right.
And then that messes with everything.
All the parks and anyone wanting like a Christmas time wedding in a national park will be screwed. Yeah, it'll be bad.
But all those people that work for like, well, like RD or the, I'm getting all like bank terminology on y'all.
Yeah.
You
they get to go home and.
You may be remembering the last government shutdown where it was like a certain president who was not Trump.
Not Trump.
Went out and intentionally like made a big deal out of shutting down the national
parks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, they were shut down, but maybe not like, I think he went out of his way to have them barricaded.
Yes.
This could be fake news. I mean, you know, I'm sure one talking head or another put this idea in my mind, but that was the theory thrown out there.
Yeah. Well, the whole quote there, of course, this news outlet cut them down to fit their line, but the whole quote there is, "I'm proud to shut down the government for border security." So, not quite, once you include the whole sentence, like not quite what you thought. Or what they're wanting you to think. Let's go down that way. But here's an idea. What if he gets the funding for this border wall, but instead of building like the brick and mortar that we're thinking, you know, you talk about a wall and everyone thinks like a 20-foot high cinder block wall. What if he builds one, you know, that's nothing but solar panels? Right, that's what? Like renewable energy and is the greatest thing on the face of the planet because the middle of the freaking border, right, is a great place to soak up sun. It's nothing but desert and heat and like everything that makes solar panels.
Probably great place to sell tequila, too.
Yeah, right. I mean, solar panels grow. That's what they need to grow out there, you know, because they just come up out of the earth. You plant them as a seed and you push the sand around them and then sunlight and heat and they.
Right. Solar panel pops up.
And then that's it. You go and plug your phone into it and it charges it. It's renewable energy. But, you know, how absurd would that be? Is, you know, he says he'll do all of this for a while, but then it's really solar panels and everybody wins. And, you know, the other side of the aisle is just left there clenching their fist going, this is not what we thought it was going to be. Who wrote us a novel on Facebook?
That'd be Tiffany.
Oh,
she
no.
She said parks getting shut down around Christmas would make a pretty funny plot for National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation 2018
there
edition.
There you go. Can Chevy Chase even walk anymore?
Yes.
Like
yes.
He's,
oh, my gosh.
He's not seen
no,
good
he's
days.
Been in some recent movies, I think. I mean,
I will forever
he looks
love
older,
Chevy Chase.
But yeah, he's cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I went Saturday and watched, of course, the Christmas Vacation movie at the Alabama Theater.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
Wonderful. It was on TV last night, actually, so we watched a little bit of it on TV. So just in case you missed it last night, it will be on 50 more times between now and Christmas.
And I will
so
watch it all 50
our
times.
Our house will watch it all 50 times as well.
Every time.
And we have the DVD, so when we want to watch the unedited version, we'll pop in the DVD and watch that. But you can't get too much Christmas Vacation for sure.
No.
But no, and I like that because it's Christmas
Even
Vacation.
Even the opening theme is catchy.
Yeah.
It really is. It really is.
It's
back when they wrote
time.
Yeah. Back when they wrote songs for movies. Like Disney's the only one still doing that.
Yeah.
Right? So in their kid movies. But that you bring up movies reminds me, Mortal Engines comes out this Friday.
What's
it
that?
Looks really good. It's a movie.
No kidding.
Yeah, right. I'll have to pull up a trailer and have you watch it. But basically, it's based on this series of novels.
What? Ashley said she has never seen Christmas Vacation.
No,
she
Ashley,
is,
what are you doing?
You're coming to my house and we're going to watch that.
What are you doing? It sounds like Nikki's lining up a
girls' night.
Yeah, right. A kidnapping plot.
Hey, kids. I heard on the news that an airline like pilot spotted Santa's sled on its way into New York.
You serious, Clark? Song.
You serious, Clark?
All year round, Santa Claus is going to bring you something.
Clark, what is it?
The 1 year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
Clark, that's the gift that keeps on giving.
So when seasons when Christina and I kid around about, you know, what we're going to get each other for Christmas or whatever, Jello of the Month Club, it's always in there. Always in there. Shoot, I can't find the right information on this Mortal Engines stuff, but it's from the same folks that made something else.
Mortal Engines?
Mortal Engines. Anyways, it's based on a set of novels, and here's a synopsis. Hundreds of years after civilization was destroyed by a cataclysm event, mysterious person emerges as the only one who can stop London, which is now a giant predator city on wheels. So all major cities are like big steampunk looking things that devour other smaller. It looks really cool.
That's probably not one I'll be visiting.
Oh, you should. You absolutely should. And
sounds like a blockbuster Hollywood movie.
There's a trailer. It was, like I said, it was based on novels because that seems to be where the new money is you just make a movie based on a book that did really well, and you just get free cash. But I liked this idea. We went to go see some movie, and I saw this trailer, and I'm thinking, wow, that looks good enough that I just want to watch. I want to go and read the books. Like, that's how good it was.
Okay.
But it doesn't look like they're going to oh, here we go. So, that was the part I wanted to see. Lord of the Rings and Hobbit from the executive producer that brought you those. Oh, gosh. Well, that's the last time Nikki appeared on the show. And Lord of the Rings, great.
I fell asleep watching the first one, maybe.
All right, Frosty's dead.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, is that Tim Allen from one of the Santa Claus movies? There you go.
Nice.
Yeah, right.
You could play one of those game shows.
I could.
Name that sound clip.
That is like, I know that's a random tangent, but that's like one of my useless superpowers is recognizing a voice from anywhere. Because we were watching some Christmas show or Christmas movie the other night, and that's what I did the whole night. Was Christina and Tiffany were sitting there, and I go, hey, you hear that voice? Do you pay attention to that voice? That is so-and-so from the movie you just watched last night. And, you know, they watched like Mamma Mia or whatever. So I was tying a bunch of those to whatever. Not a terrible movie. Not a great movie, but not a terrible movie.
I haven't seen the first one. I would like to, but
the first one's better.
Just haven't made it there yet.
The second one was All right, moving on from movies. How come it's always when Melissa's not here that we talk about movies? Like, this is her forte. She should. Okay, so kind of transitioning out of movies. Movies we've probably all seen, at least one with Tyler Perry in it at some point, some way. Tyler Perry pays over $400,000 to pay off layaway for 1,500 Walmart customers.
Kid Rock just did this week, too.
Was inspired by Tyler Perry.
Gotcha.
So, you know, now you've got two guys. They gave the same amount. Is that what it is?
Oh, I have no idea.
I think Perry gave a lot more than Kid Rock did.
Well,
Tyler Perry's way more relevant.
Yeah, right. When I was telling this to my coworkers today, they're like, Kid Rock did the same thing. And I'm thinking, Kid Rock has that kind of money?
Used to. Back in his ball with
Who
the
knows,
ball days.
Maybe, what is it? Summer... what's that stupid song?
I'm singing
song?
It in my head.
I'm sorry that I brought that up. The song that sampled from Werewolves. Sweet Home Alabama. Mm. Oh, Werewolves London. That's right.
Yeah.
Summer Long.
All Summer Long. Yeah.
There it is.
He references Sweet Home Alabama in it.
Sweet Home Alabama. Yeah. All Summer Long.
There it is.
Impressions by Jay Fuller. so I guess maybe he's still rolling in money from that, but I haven't met a person that didn't despise that song. So,
because we're from Alabama.
Yeah, true.
I mean, come on, we know better.
Well, wait. I mean, that being said, everyone loves Sweet Home Alabama, you know, except for those few people that like hate it every time it comes on, but those people are weird, my wife included.
But, Sweet Home Alabama?
Yeah.
Oh, I woo every time I hear that song come on.
There's two types of people. There's you, yes. And then there's like Christina that goes.
Well, one song that I thought that I would never ever get tired of was Alabama's "Christmas in Dixie." Hey, I'm tired of it.
Christmas in Dixie. Yeah.
That one's not
it's snowing in the pine.
Yeah. There you go. Jay and I are gonna pick up the band. We're gonna start
Merry
rolling
Christmas
covers.
From Dixie.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Cringy. Everyone.
I knew he was gonna finish
creepy.
It. It is. It's very creepy. I don't know how to transition from that story to this next one. But really,
transition.
Transition here. All of my stories come from internet memes, and I trace them down to the stories behind them. So French government's having a really hard time right now. Like the French president's approval rating is 18%.
Oh.
Yeah, which is like the, you know, supposed to be one of the lowest of all times. And somebody, some news article from over there says 18%. French.
18%. Isn't that like hanging numbers or something?
Well, that's
bring out the guillotine.
Yeah, the whole point of the joke was French history has never seen a protest like the Yellow Vest movement. And there's a guy sitting there going, doubt. And then there's that picture of the guillotine in the back. And someone's holding up this headless guy right here.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm deeply sorry that I stole your thunder from that one.
But no.
But it was obvious. I mean,
just trying
to
get
to
it. Come on. Yeah, if you studied world history at all, then this comes up. Was it the French safety commission or whatever, and they wound up beheading a ton of the government? Yeah.
Good Lord.
So we, oh gosh, it's 7:40 already. That's crazy. We're moving right along.
You chat a lot.
I do chat a lot. Chat, ramble.
Imagine
blabber.
That, yeah. Chatting on the radio.
Yeah, people with, you know, narcissistic enough to make them want to believe that other people want to listen to them talk. Who knows? When we come back, I might ramble some more. Maybe we'll make Nikki ramble. Who knows? We'll be back.
Do you love Live 95? Do you love Christmas music? Do you need a last-minute tax write-off? Live 95 is looking for sponsors for our week of Christmas music, beginning Tuesday, December 18th and ending December 25th. You can sponsor an entire hour for $75. We can record your Christmas message, or you can send us your own personal message of tidings and joy. Email us at studio@live95kalman.com. Or visit our website at live95kalman.com. And we'll work with you to plan your hour of music. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. From our family to yours at Live 95, Kalman's Independent Radio. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Kalman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Kalman since 1989, Kalman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Kalman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Kalman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Kalman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Kalman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit KalmanSportsFit.com.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Kalman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better. Whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net. Dirty Pop.
Yo. Sick and tired of hearing all these people talk about what's the deal with this pop life and when is it gonna fade out. The thing you got to realize, what we're doing is not a trend. We got the gift of melody, we're gonna bring it till the end. Come on now.
You have to admit that's a catchy song.
Yes.
Who is programming this station? My God, I'm gonna walk out right now.
Oh, Jay, you're gonna draw the line at NSYNC, but not at Owl City.
Yeah. Well,
come on. All right.
I'll get back to you on that.
We'll compromise on T-Swizzle. We can throw all of that out.
No, shut up. Leave it.
No. I would take.
There go half the listeners right now.
Yeah. Right. Sorry. Not.
Hey,
sorry.
Y'all. There's country stations on the dial.
There's country stations. You can get your country here. I'm gonna submit that as like a possible advertisement. So for that.
Probably
gosh,
right.
I need to not watch that video.
I thoroughly enjoyed the deep discussion of the history of radio on Live 95's page the other day. I just threw that out there. Said, all right, you got a song that was very popular in 1988. Where, pray tell, in North Alabama would you have heard it?
Oh, yeah. I didn't follow up on that.
Like, that is the most engagement I've had on it. I mean, no one seems to want sandwiches or auto service, but they'll engage in a music topic,
hey,
which is good.
Yeah. While we've got a handful of people on Facebook Live
and stuff,
and all those other people listening on the TuneIn radio app, we're running a contest, and if you follow the Facebook page and keep up with the things that they post out there, you can win free food or what was it? Free? What
auto
was it?
Service?
Free.
Well,
auto
service? It's a free gift, and they haven't even told me what the gifts are yet. But I think
that's
it's gonna be
mystery,
you know,
is in this.
Money off an auto service, or you know, maybe a free cat or something. I don't know.
A free cat.
I don't
catalytic
want
converter.
There you go. All right.
Yeah. Right. Hey, I know abbreviations every once in a while.
But now I will tell you that you know, I like to do business with people who do business with us, and I've taken them stuff to do, and they've done a good job. So
hey,
you know, I'll vouch
for
them. So.
Hey, and you know, I've been eating at Jimmy John's a lot. I need to start name dropping in there. I'm like, oh yeah, by the way, this is Josh from Josh and Around on
there
Live 95.5, and maybe they'll
give us some money. We'll give your name. Yeah,
that's right. It's like I'll like start passing me some of that free stuff. Let's have it. My order from there is not complicated at all. Like,
you hoping somebody's listening right now?
Yeah, right. And so if you're trying to figure out what to get me for Christmas, no, my order from there is not complicated at all. It's like they're number one, like, no substitutions, no changes. Just pass me a number one. That's all I need. And it's just a ham sandwich with mayo and lettuce and tomato.
Yeah, I think I get that same meal.
On white, and it is delicious. They ace those kind of sandwiches. I've not adventured, so to speak, out to the rest of their menu, really, because I just need to go there more often. That's what that comes down to.
And
but
yeah, by the way, so I want to throw this out there. I have to give some kudos. It's really cool when you're a radio station owner. I mean, we've got some people that have been doing, you know, a bang up job bringing us some advertisers and stuff like that, and we appreciate that. But both of these businesses that we just mentioned came to us. We did not go to them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. They reached out to us because they know the power
that was really cool
of radio. It really is. I challenge anyone that wants to give some type of advertising a try. I believe that we're a very cost-effective version of advertising and a very efficient version of advertising.
And cool and fun. We can have some fun with it.
Yeah, we can. Well, I mean, being what we are, the type of radio station that we are, we'll try anything, right? You know, we'll throw anything at the wall. So you're allowed, because we're not as focused on branding or maintaining an image, that way we keep money rolling in or something like that.
We do like money. Money goes a long way. Yeah.
But that's not our, like, we're not afraid to try new things just because we're trying to maintain an image. You know, we're just Coleman's Community Radio. So if you want to do something funky with a advertisement or with a remote broadcast, like we're
do it. We are as far from like corporate professional yes. guidelines as
I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, we're not going to go, okay, you want to advertise with us? Here's the three options we consider. You know,
you tell us what you want to
exactly.
do.
Like if you want to put us on a flatbed truck and drive us through the middle of town, like we'll do it.
Oh, I'll do it. Yeah.
We might need a generator so we can broadcast while doing it, but
yeah,
we'll
do it.
We've
got one of those.
You know, and we'll make it happen one way or another. So that's pretty much what I really like about the radio station. What else were we going to talk? I was going to make you talk. That's
no.
right. Yeah. The okay. So last week we talked about the Amazon door. Internet of Things device you have. Tell it, you finally got that installed.
Yes.
How did that go?
Well, I didn't do any of the installation.
Who did?
My husband.
Okay, so Luke did. See, yeah. You Snapchatted me part of it, but you didn't show me any of the install. Was it painful? Were you even there?
Sort of.
Okay.
I was technically physically there, but yeah. I was not
you
mentally
like
watching.
Holding the flashlight.
No, I did. Thing. I did have a flashlight at one point, oh, but okay. on my phone. I had to find like a little half screw.
Half screw.
It looked like a screw, but like was cut in half.
Oh, it's yeah, one of those like Allen wrench kind of screws. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. Anyways, so it's so awesome.
Yes.
You get so many codes, which I hadn't even done all that yet.
Right. You told us about that, but like, how are you utilizing it? Is it everything you thought it would be?
I haven't utilized it to its fullest yet.
Really?
Okay. I haven't gotten the app downloaded.
Have you put up the camera yet?
No.
Nikki.
I know. I don't have to have a key to open my door now.
That's pretty much worth it.
Yeah.
Right there. That was always my thing. I had a car for a little while that, you know, an Altima to be specific, and they had the keyless entry. So as long as the key was in your pocket and you reached up and you mashed the button on the door, it unlocked.
Yep.
You know, mashed it twice and unlocked all the doors. And I loved that for a long time because I never took my keys out of my pocket until I got home. And then I had to, you know, take out a key and turn it. I mean, it sounds
now
trivial.
I don't have to at all.
Yeah, which is
pretty
cool. Because
I have keyless entry to my car.
Yeah. And as long as you've got the overhang over your front door, you're not going to get soaked while you're waiting. Because you have to punch in the code and then wait for it to pull the deadbolt back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The electric
motor sound.
And it
gives me like a little green check mark.
Yeah. That's pretty neat.
It's very cool.
No, you'll have to tell us how the whole... how the whole webcam thing goes. That's your homework this week.
Yes,
to
sir.
Is to get the webcam and the app and everything. Because that's really the worrisome part. Like, because this isn't connected to the internet, just the door part, right?
Right.
So you would need to connect it to the internet and then download the app to lock it or unlock it remotely. Oh, you're looking at your phone.
What?
So the because you told me it could unlock and lock the doors
on remotely. My phone. Yeah.
But that's not until you get the rest of it set up.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you're going to have to work on that.
Yeah, like I could give you a key code and then you could go
or
to my house.
You could do the app.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you could go to my house and you could unlock my door and it'll notify me Josh Lawler has opened your door.
Yeah.
And then
but
I
if
will...
you can open it remotely, I can just text you and be like, open your door.
Right? True. And, but then I could watch you.
Yeah, I'm not cool with that. But you'll never put up the webcam, so it doesn't matter.
No, it's totally going up.
No, I doubt that. Oh, what else was on my list? I had a bunch of other stuff, but
which
it's
never seems
unimportant.
To make it.
I did notice on the way up here today that O'Reilly's has put up a sign where they're going to build their
they
new spot.
They demoed.
Yeah.
The restaurant. I was because that was Shoney's.
Well, did you think they were just going to build an O'Reilly's in the old Shoney's building?
Well, I mean, no.
No, I'm sure that place
unless
was
a big kitchen there.
Disgusting. Yeah, right. O'Reilly's and you know, half O'Reilly's auto parts, half O'Reilly's steakhouse, right?
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe it would have worked.
But, Irish food.
Maybe that would have worked as a steakhouse. I'm not sure. Any more changes going on in Coleman that we're not aware of? That seems to be your forte.
Do you think that they'll demo the building that the shrimp bath is going to go in? Or are they going to, like, try
I think they're going to keep it.
Going to renovate that one.
See, that's another one. it's been
I drove by there on the way here, and it has like one lonely light in the middle of it. Like,
well, it's been abandoned the light so long, on for it's got to be disgusting, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm sure they'll gut it, but leave the shell.
Yeah, like they did with Jimmy John's. That was Freak a bank Fest. Before that.
Yeah, it was a bank.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. It was
right.
A title loan place. It was a bank.
Yeah, but I mean, that kind of thing, they all look the same. It's not like, it's not as big of a change as, I'm trying to think of another traditionally bank-looking facility. Like, even if Wells Fargo up and left that spot, like, it's just a square building. It wouldn't look like a bank,
like,
per se.
Like the conversion to the Rock and Roll Sushi that was once a bank building?
Yes. Okay, so that's a perfect example. That one probably needed to be completely remodeled, right? When does that open?
Never. It's never going to open.
It's not even on their commercials yet. Mm-mm. They advertise all of their locations, and Coleman's not on that.
I noticed that they took the drive-through window out.
Did they?
Yeah, now it's like an actual door.
Okay.
See, what a convenient location for it. There must be an emergency exit.
Maybe. Yeah.
Is it taking in like the two parcels to the right of it? Because it looks like they're gutting those and renovating those two.
I don't know.
That's the old Sears building, right?
Sears is still there right now.
Oh.
Sears hometown.
Maybe there's something else in between that. I don't.
Oh, Maurice's. What,
I don't pay
was it Maurice's?
A lot of attention.
I don't know.
Yeah, they didn't. They weren't coming back.
No, I'm pretty sad about that.
I'm not. My wife will now spend less of our money.
We'll just go to Gardendale.
Dude, she has the internet. Good luck.
Yeah, true. True. Oh, gosh, man. Let me tell you about that. So, Christmas time is the most wonderful time to spend money a year. And we are no different, of course. But I told Christina, I said, go ahead. Because she's in charge of purchasing everything for everybody. She's got a list and checks it twice. But I said, go ahead and try to get everything bought and shipped by the 15th. You know, that way, credit card, it's all on the end of this month, and we can get done with it and be gone with it. And then we're not hunting for gifts last second, that kind of thing. And I got to think about it the other day. I'm thinking, oh gosh, I'm going to get that credit card bill like, Christmas Eve or the day before, because that's usually when it rolls.
Merry Christmas.
Exactly. Like, that way I can hate
myself. Well, if you had waited till the 16th, you could get it like the end of January and be like,
yeah, middle of January for sure.
We'll just knock this out now.
Yeah, right. Idiot me wanted to go ahead and get it done. I'll hoist my coffee with a grim face Christmas Day. Like, hooray.
Just for informational purposes only, your wife is screaming about online shopping on Facebook right now.
What is she the one that's writing a novel?
No, all caps. All the online shopping.
Yeah, all of it.
Yes.
Yeah,
I think that was a pretty good imitation, probably.
Yeah, I know her well.
Nikki does a good impression. I guess that's the best way to do it. But at the same time, like, we're sitting on the couch last night watching a movie, and I've got the Capital One app on my phone. So obviously we've got Capital One credit card.
Does it like change your channels for you and stuff?
No, Capital One app notifies you every time your card is swiped.
Yes.
And so I get a notification that says,
I feel so bad for her.
PayPal, $25, right? I'm thinking, what the crap? Like, what are you buying?
Target, $100.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what are you buying right now? Baby shoes. You didn't buy another pair of baby shoes.
That baby needs shoes.
Yeah. Well, she's got like 12 pairs already, and Christina just keeps buying more.
Who cares? So that means I get them.
We went round and round about that. Yeah, you need to start like peddling me some cash. That's what this needs to come down to. But, I mean, at the same time, like, I don't have to go anywhere. Like, she can buy what she wants. Okay, so you compare our generation to like my father's generation, right? So probably when we were kids and mom wanted to buy little kid clothes, like they had to load everybody up and go to a handful of stores locally or run around the state of Alabama, buying whatever they needed to buy.
They went to Boath, to the factory outlets.
Yeah, exactly. But I really can't argue.
I was there, man. I was the kid.
Yep. Man, because Boaz outlet used to be amazing.
That was the stuff. See, we never went to Boaz because we were like Jefferson County folks. We didn't mess with that. But, Christina orders everything she needs to, sometimes secondhand, all online. She just PayPal somebody some the money and it shows up on the door. So I really don't have to get out all that much. I can stay at home and play Rocket League, all that I want to play. And I don't have to get out.
I'm nodding because that I enjoy that.
We've got a large following now. We should start like a group on Facebook for Rocket League because I've run into 7 or 8 people. And they're like, oh, gosh, I love that game. You know, it was free on Xbox however many months ago, and everybody seemed to have downloaded it.
Christina's not sorry about the sparkly shoes.
Yeah. And oh, gosh,
that's
right. For
her birthday.
So they looked like leather something, and I put on my glasses and I look a little closer, and it's they're some type of hued color. It's very, very light color, but it's covered in glitter. And I'm thinking, why do we need any more glitter-filled anything?
Right? She's a girl, and that's what we do.
All glitter, everything.
All things glitter.
Hey, you can say what you want about gender assignment or whatever, but like my daughter is a year old next week, and we've not you know told her, not that she would be able to understand us. We've not told her you're this type of gender, anything like that. She's picking up bags within her reach and putting them on her shoulder and saying bye, and she's picking up baby dolls and loving on them. And I'm like, she totally already knows that she's a girl.
Yeah.
Like, so throw your gender assignment
out the BS window.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm done with that. But you know, rant over. That's all I have to say about that. My wife has made me watch that movie too many times.
You can't watch that movie too many times.
I don't like that movie. I do not like
We're
that
no
movie.
Longer friends.
Yeah, pretty much it. So Nikki will not be on the show next week. Next week will be...
You won't either.
No. We may re-air one of my favorite shows. So next week I've got a thing, Christmas so thing.
My issue with the online shopping, and this always happens to me, like I'm putting something together and the little connectors don't fit, or it's got a male end instead of a female end or something like that. And I'm like, all right, let's go out and buy the connector. All right. Off eBay, and it's like 85 cents for a connector. All right, well, let's get the connector.
Okay. $20
then,
shipping.
Then it's got to come from China, so, you know, got to wait 3 weeks to get it in. And then it doesn't work.
Oh, yes. Man.
Well, okay, so the other thing that would happen, you know, I get little piles of stuff, or I'm like, okay, I want to send it back. Well, I'm not going to send it back if I you know, I don't care.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll find stuff. Oh, this drives Melissa up the wall. You know? I found something, I think, while I was cleaning out my basement over the weekend. Brand new, had never been opened, and was probably a $300 or $400 device. Josh, you might remember this. Like 15 or 10 years ago, they had this laptop program where you could buy a laptop, and then they would donate a laptop to an underprivileged kid in, like, you know,
Uganda
somewhere.
Or something.
I was going to say Korea. That's probably not right.
Uganda.
I had one of those, and I think I played with all of half an hour. It was like, well, this sucks. I threw it somewhere, and, you know, we came across it over the weekend, and she's like, what is this? I'm not sure. Let me see it. Oh, I remember that. We bought that, too. It's new in the box.
Oh, dude. But
still.
You hold on to it for a certain amount of time, and then when the world is about to collapse, someone will want it.
Well, I suppose.
Yeah.
I tried to update the software on it, and they're like, yeah, we stopped supporting that like 6 years ago. It's pretty much as soon as the world got tablets, we were done with these.
Yeah. The fact that it, you know, it lasted up until 6 years ago is the interesting part to me. Like, man, you put out software patches for that all the way that long? Because, I mean, this is a world where, you know, you're holding a tablet today. It went out of you know, bleeding edge 30 minutes after you clicked submit order, right?
I True.
Mean,
just, yeah.
Everything dies so fast.
And I guess the really horrid part of that whole conversation is, all right, here was, you know, what, $300 sitting in the corner of a closet, not even, I mean, I did unbox it. I unboxed it and turned it on. Basically said, this is crap, and put it back up.
This is crap. I'm not going to send it back, though. I'm like that. You talked about the eBay connector stuff.
Yeah.
Because I went through this thing on an older truck where I wanted to replace the radio, couldn't find the right connector, thought I'd have to order one. Here's these $2 connectors on eBay coming out of China, and I knew they'd come out of China, and like 2 months later, you know, I'd finally get them, and that's not at all. Maybe they're 6-pin, and they're supposed to be 7-pin or whatever. But you can't try to return a $2 item. Like, there's just if you're going to buy Chinese, you know, buy it cheap, and then cut ties with it.
Yeah. That's just here is where I ran into my ultimate. It defeated me, and I have given up and decided I'm just not going to mess with it anymore. But I decided I was going to be cheap one year, and instead of paying DirecTV another five, just go south because nobody pays DirecTV for receiver anymore, but I do. So I was going to get another receiver and put it in my basement, and I decided I don't need that. I'm only down there, once a month, just every now and then. I don't even care. I'm just going to run another HDMI cable from my entertainment center upstairs down to my big TV in the basement, and we're going to be done with it. And okay. I thought that's, going to be good.
Yeah.
All right, let's get on eBay. All right, here's an HDMI splitter. Okay, this is great. So I can watch TV upstairs and downstairs at the same time. And with an RF remote, buddy, I've got it made.
Oh, yeah. RF remotes are where it's at.
Carry that remote downstairs, and, I can turn it on and watch CNN without insulting the rest of Alabama, and, we'll be good. Ha, ha, ha. All right, so the first splitter from China didn't work. I'm like, well, this sucks. So then I get on Amazon and start reading reviews to find out which ones work and which ones don't.
Right.
I have got four of those HDMI splitters. None of them work correct. I don't know if my HDMI line is too long or if the signal's too weak or, if I plug it right into my receiver, it'll work. But if I put it through the splitter,
Okay, so the one thing that I found about those splitters, and maybe I can help you out with that. The one thing that I found about those splitters.
Do I have to pay you? Because I already gave China like 80 bucks.
Yes. Now, the rest of this, I'm gonna charge you by the minute. No.
Hurry, talk fast.
Yeah, with the splitters, you have to have power on both ends. So I bought one that's like not powered. You don't plug it into the wall. Mm. But if both TVs were not on, it would not work on either TV, if that makes sense. So it's like the.
But I was splitting from my receiver, but I guess that would be powered, right?
Yes. So HDMI shoots power through the cable, but everything has to be on for it to work. So if it's like receiver, TV, receiver, TV, TV has to be on in this case for it to work. And so for our use case, that worked out because I had like two TVs side by side. Customer wanted it to play the same image on both TVs for like a presentation use case, and no big deal because whenever they wanted to present, they turn on both TVs. Bob's your uncle, but
what?
It's an old saying. It means good to go. I think it's British actually.
Well, say it British, man.
Bob's your uncle. There you go. Jay and I do the exact same British impersonation. But yeah, that's how it worked for them. I noticed they call me up and they're like, it's not working. I'm like, well, I'll look at it.
If anybody in Coleman needs an HDMI splitter, I might get around in the next
stock.
In the next 3 decades to put it on Facebook under the Coleman Online for sale,
Hey, I'm part of that group. We accidentally wound up in the same group.
It might get there. It might not because, it's just really not that high of a priority for me.
That's a weird occurrence for Facebook. I get emails. I don't get notifications within the app for when someone posts, but when one of my friends posts, I get an email that says, your Facebook friend X posted in Coleman's online yard sale.
Yeah, I deleted all those. I don't want any kind of notification.
Yeah, I thought the same way, but undoubtedly I've left out a checkbox that says email me every time one of my friends posts in there. But I'm also dumb enough to click the link, so maybe they're going, he's responding to these emails.
I love the people who go in there and they do dots so they'll get updates when something happens.
My like, gosh.
There's a menu option in there where you can say get notified. You know that, right?
And those people,
they have no clue.
The thing at the top on the right side of the post or whatever.
The ellipses, the three dots.
Well, I've met people who don't know what the three dots means.
It's
like the three holes in the wall.
But these people.
Well.
Stick a fork in it and make, figure it out. The three holes in the wall are plug.
Three holes. Plug. Yeah. Three holes in the ground. Plug. Well. Okay, yeah. There we go. I got it right.
That's better. Yeah. There it is. Did you slow clap for Josh? Did that scare you?
It did. I was a little scared, yes.
Nice. Okay.
Me slow clapping me.
Yeah. Slow clapping me because I figured it out. We don't need to slow clap you.
How about y'all? Neither one of y'all get
moving right along.
Well, this disagreement brings us to the 8:10 time frame. So we've been rambling.
You're a rambling man.
And with that pun, I bring you to the end of my show. It's been fun. I thank Jay Fuller for running the board and Nikki for joining me here in the studio.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
It's been a good time. We'll do it again next week, and then we may even show up for Christmas. Who knows? Who
Surprise.
Knows? Yeah. Jingle bells. All right. Well, yeah, I guess this is where we pull the curtain.
It's no? over.
If nobody's told you today.
Yeah, if no one has told you today, I love you. Because everybody needs a little bit of that in their life. Yeah. And into all my people who are listening and tuning in app on terrestrial radio or on Facebook Live, thanks for tuning in. We will see you once again this Thursday as more shows come to Live 95.5. Good night.